This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. It's time now for a Cowboys. Ask us anything here at 877-881-1053. Some great text messages are coming in right now, and we're going to get to the best ones and then answer them live on air. General at your service, at ease. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboys scout, Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup, master control on that radio board. And Carter Freeman is coordinating your video at 105thethefan.com, Twitch, and on YouTube. Woolchuck and Chiafalo is out. Okay, could Fehoko be primed for a Miles Austin out of nowhere type of year, asks the 817, Brian.
That's an interesting comparison. I think that with Simi, you have a little bit better athlete. I think they're both a little straight line in the way they run, but maybe Simi has a little bit more wiggle to him. The thing about Simi, I think his hands are better than what Miles Austin was when, and Miles is a good player. But body control, balance, I think Simi has less stiffness to his game. So, sure, if you want to compare a guy that, you know, maybe Laurent Robinson, somebody like that, that kind of came out of nowhere. But I think Simi's a better receiver than those guys that you mentioned with Miles and who I said also with Laurent Robinson.
People are getting excited about Noah Brown and Fehoko, though. 214, is it fair to expect Noah to provide the production Cedric Wilson was able to give you?
That's the hope. And they went into last season feeling like that both of them can contribute, and they were on even pace. And all of a sudden, Cedric just started doing more things. They started, he was playing all the positions, the slot. He was playing outside. You know, they were running him on sweeps. They were running, having him throw the ball. He just was a better player overall for the things they were trying to do with him. So, I think Noah has seen what Cedric was able to do. I don't think he's going to be able to do all the things that Cedric did, but as far as, you know, being ready, catching the football, running routes, some of his route running was really, really good, what I saw in the one-on-one drills.
Cedric Wilson's just an all-around athlete.
Just an all-around athlete. You could throw him the ball.
He
could throw the ball. You can hand him the ball. There's just so much punt return. You know, there's so many things you could have done with Cedric Wilson. I think Noah is
so basically he played all-time quarterback in his neighborhood.
He was definitely the guy that was picked first in the group. Yeah. You know, it's like, okay, I'm taking Cedric Wilson first, mm-hmm. because he could do everything. And I just think Noah doesn't have all those skills, but I'll tell you what, he's coming to camp and he's done a really nice job of trying to develop the skills he has.
It's a Cowboys Ask Us Anything here in the G-Bag Nation. Kyle from Sherman. Brian, are we more excited about the Cowboys upcoming season or the Mavericks upcoming season?
I'm always excited about the Cowboys. I'm always hopeful about the Cowboys. I really do appreciate the new friendships and stuff I've developed with the Mavs, though. And that's just not the Mark Cuban thing. I mean, there's other guys at the organization have reached out to me, and they've really taught me a lot and tried to help me be better doing the radio here. So I'm always excited about the Cowboys, like I said. But the Mavs, I picked them to win 56 games. You know, let's go. Let's see if we can get that done this year.
Yeah, I feel like the Mavericks could win the championship. I feel like they're a lot closer than the Cowboys. And I feel like they are going to make the playoffs, where with the Cowboys, I'm just kind of hopeful. Brian, can you please give me a good crawfish boil recipe? This guy says, I can't get the flavor into the mud bugs like I want, even with a 30-minute soak.
Now, okay, this is what you need to do, and I'll try and make this quick. What you need to do is take all your vegetables and make them almost like a margarita slush. So what you're doing is you're making the vegetables liquid. You're taking the onions, you're taking the garlic, you're taking the celery. Make it almost, just put it in a blender and chop it up to like a margarita consistency with a little water in it. And that way that liquid gets into the tail. Yeah, and you might not be, you might need to check the amount of powder, the dry that you're putting in.
Is that cayenne powder?
The powder, the mix, the cayenne's okay. Part of it. But okay. Yeah, if you're boiling a whole, 35 pounds of crawfish, make sure you have at least 4 pounds of dry seasoning in there. That's whole bags. You can get those.
About a 9-to-1 ratio.
Yeah, exactly.
Water to seasoning.
Yeah, but my number one thing is take all your vegetables, the onions, the garlic, everything, celery, everything, and make it a liquid. Hmm. And then pour it in as part of the blend. And when you have that soak, not only are you getting the cayenne like Gavin's talking about or that flavor, but you're also getting the flavor of the onions and the garlic and stuff in the tail as well.
I love it. There he is. Brian brought us the finest crawfish boiler in all the land. 214. Here's a question for Brian. If this team misses the playoffs with a healthy Dak, which means he'll have missed the playoffs 3 of 6 healthy years, yeah. Is it over?
Is it over for Dak?
Yeah.
I feel like it's over for the head coach, and then we go on a evaluation of Dak for a new coach. If it's a Sean Payton or an offensive-minded guy, I mean, keep your eyes open for that. But I'm going to give Dak another opportunity if, in fact, it's one of these coaches that I like, specifically a Sean Payton-type coach.
Yeah.
If he can't do it for Sean Payton, and then we go on watch. We go yeah. Well, we go from watch to we need to think about moving on.
From watch to warning.
Watch to
like the weather service.
Watch to the red flags. Yeah.
So there's 3 years left on his contract.
Yeah.
I could see it playing out like that.
This
like,
year, one more year, and then you're into the last year.
Yeah, then you'd be in the last year of the deal, and it'd be kind of a prove-it type of situation. Although, I don't think I'd be in a hurry to move on. How I'm going to play it is, I just don't want to pretend like he's the end-all, be-all, like we did with Romo. Once you have a player like Dak or Romo, you're happy at quarterback, but if Peyton Manning becomes available in trade, you got to consider that. If you accidentally have a top-5 draft pick, you got to look at who's available and say, guys, do we have a chance to make a significant upgrade of the position? We got like a 7.5 or an 8 out of 10. I'll put Tony and Dak in the same spot. Is there a guy with like a 9.5 possibility coming out of this draft? We can't ignore the opportunity. And that's if what that scenario described plays out.
I totally agree with what you said. Give me the opportunity. If these coaches currently don't get it done, give me one more year with a real offensive coach. And if that doesn't get done, now you got to think about moving on.
817, Lucius, did you go to American Broadcasting School?
Yes, I did.
You liked it? Was it good?
Yes, I met a lot of good people there. How about that?
Right on.
Yeah, a lot of great people.
It's a good endorsement. Okay.
I don't think it still exists, does it?
I don't know, man. We had a couple of interns come through early in my career, but it's been a while since I've seen one from that.
My guy in that does production here. At whatever this company is called. What is this company called?
Odyssey.
Odyssey, yeah. Yes. Yeah, he was a teacher over there. He was my teacher, in fact, my instructor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, right on. So I guess quite a few quality radio professionals around here from there. Gavin asked Brian for a scouting report on Preston Williams, wide receiver for the Dolphins. Is that a trade possibility?
I know that he's one of the guys that Gang of Seven mentioned. I do not have a scouting report on him. I will do this because I did ask about several guys, him, Mims, those guys. I will get you a scouting report on him, or I'll sit down and watch some Dolphin tape myself. But at this point in time, I do not have a scouting report, but maybe tomorrow we'll check back. In Cressy's Corner, how about this? I'll lead with it tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Preston Williams there.
817, Gavin, have you tried wrapping your ribs in butcher paper? It works. Yes, I have. I prefer foil just because I want like an airtight wrap. You know, I want to have a hard time keeping the meat on the bone as I'm slicing them, right? Like you almost got to pick them up with a spatula and put them on the plate. And I just think with no wrap or with butcher paper, it's not going to make them fall apart as much.
Yeah, it depends on what type of bite you want. Because Gavin's right, there's some people that prefer their ribs fall off the bone, and that way the foil is outstanding. If you're going to go if you're interested in the bite where you actually see your teeth marks in the rib, do the butcher paper.
And that's what they want at competitions.
Absolutely. That you're going to make sure you trim your ribs, and then when you wrap them and all that, it's all about protecting that bark. Just whatever you have to do to protect the bark, and if you want them to fall off the bone, Gavin's got the technique with the foil. If you don't, if you want to see your bite, use the butcher paper.
At 877-881-1053, Gavin asked Lucius what he knows about 25 lighters.
I'm trying to get paid, bro.
Okay. I have no idea what 25 lighters is. It sounds like a good way to get paid, though. Okay, 817. He keeps asking this question. I have no idea what this question even means, guys. Question, what's better, no Super Bowl and 20 years in the black or one Super Bowl and 20 years in the red? Is that like
if you
stock market?
You're making your money. 20 years in the black. Okay. You got no Super Bowl, but you're making all your money.
That's what he's doing right now, the Joneses are.
Or you're not making money, but you got the Super Bowls. But when you get the Super Bowl, it's a boost.
Yeah.
It's like Mario eating a mushroom. You just get big all of a sudden.
These For 10 years.
Yeah, these owners. Cincinnati is the least valuable franchise in the National Football League at $2.5 billion, and they made the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
So they made a little chunk of money here this year.
Yeah. Over the last 20 years, definitely you get the Super Bowl because your franchises are exploding in value. Like, even if you're not making money year to year, you're making $100 million every year, at least in the value of your franchise over the last 20 years. So, you know, it is tough, you know, but I think like owning a sports team and never winning a championship would be so depressing.
It would be.
I would feel like a loser and the city hates me. So I got to get the championship. Hell, I bought a sports team. I'm already massively rich. How many boats do I need to ski behind? How many mansions do I need? You know, and I guess these billionaires are just built different. They want to accumulate the most and have the most billions. That's how they think they're going to win the game. And maybe, you know, I'm just not equipped to make it there. Broadus, do you think we should extend Dak to get the right numbers, even if we intend to move on in a couple of years? That's Wayne Gretzky.
No, I feel like that. Again, we've got the plan here. His numbers are going to go way up, too, by the way. When you look at his cap figures and stuff like that, I don't think you extend it. I just think you play it out, see what you got, and go from there.
It might be why they haven't spent the cap money this year, because it jumps to $40 and $50 million over the next couple of years. Foil for esteem, butcher paper for a better bark.
There you go.
Says a meat church fan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The thing with, and it's very good, and they've done them both. And you could, meat church is great on YouTube. If you want to get educated on this stuff, they use tallow. They don't use tallow. They've done Matt Pittman's done a great job down there with Meat Church as far as kind of educating folks on various types of barbecue, not just ribs and brisket and stuff like that. He's got all kinds of things he works on to kind of help you through the day.
206, that's the Seattle, Washington area. Hey, Brian, hypothetically speaking, do you think the Bears would take Tyron Smith in a one for Roquan Smith, or would it take more?
I tell you what we talked about in Krusty's Corner today, they were thinking, Gang of Seven was thinking probably a third-round pick is what you're going to have to do for sure. I mean, because you're going to have to pay him. You know, I would say
a third-round pick would get it done because he's going to get $20 million.
Yeah, I would see how serious the Bears are at wanting to trade him. That's what I would do. I wouldn't give them a one or anything. I'd say, no, I'll give you a three right now if you want to give me the player.
Who's the starting defensive end opposite Tank week one, asks the 214.
I'll tell you what, I kind of feel like it's going to be Dorrance Armstrong. I think it's going to be Dorrance Armstrong. We'll see. Sam Williams, I don't think they would start Sam Williams. They might start Fowler, but I kind of feel like that they would go with Dorrance Armstrong first.
Do you think this team with Romo as quarterback would be Super Bowl contenders, actually, the 940?
Interesting. Man.
Especially that squad he had last year.
Last year's would have
been
something.
I'll tell you what.
They needed to run the ball.
Yeah.
Both in the late 2000s and in 14.
That's the problem with Tony. And where am I at health? You know, am I the Tony Romo at the end where I was breaking my collarbone every other year kind of a thing? You know, if I take one bad hit, where's my back? You
know? It's the old Tony, but with health.
Old Tony.
Slumpy shoulders, Tony, just running on out there, not caring. Throws a dime on the.
Ooh, that team would probably be pretty good.
Yeah,
it would probably be pretty good.
I don't know if it'd be that much better. Romo and Dak are about equals, aren't they?
I don't think so.
About equals.
Oh, that's don't start that conversation, y'all.
I don't know. I would. If I had to pick one or the other right now to win a game, I think I'd pick Tony.
I would probably pick Tony too. Okay, but it's very close, and it's not enough to be like, oh yeah, this non-playoff
team.
You could say,
oh, win a big game, have. Either one of them won much playoff success at all? Not really.
Tony had significant flaws in those big moments.
They do.
You know, whether it was a pick, an incompletion, a fumbled snap. You know, he took throwing the ball to Dez when you have Cole Beasley wide open. Like, the decision-making and the risk management from Tony was atrocious.
That was like five interceptions in one game.
That was crazy.
And
They won the game. It's Buffalo.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
They won the game on
like
Monday night.
Like, it was still neck to neck at the end. You threw five interceptions.
Yeah.
Favorite fish to catch?
Bass.
Yeah, they're pretty fun. When you call, no, I don't want to ask that question. What are the chances TJ Vasher makes the 40-man roster? Oh. Baseball? He's heading to the Rangers and actually making an impact. I feel like he could be used in the red zone.
I tell you what, I think with, and I know Zach Wolchuk just walked in. I haven't seen it from Vasher. I saw it early and we were in t-shirts and helmets and stuff like that. Haven't seen it since. So need to show, it need to be one of those guys. Some of these wide receivers are battling for some spots, but they're kind of, the roster at wide receivers, they're going to have to keep guys on the active roster that aren't ready to play. Washington for at least one day, and then also, you know, with Gallup, but they don't want to put him on PUP. So those receiver spots are going to be a little dicey there at the end.
One more question. Will Tyron Smith last the season?
History says he won't. But, I mean, history says he will miss games. How about that? Last the season? Will he continue to play? Sure. Will he miss games? Likely.
This isn't looking good, though. I'm going to say that. Yeah. You know, the way that he moves, we already know that he's been hurt. Now he's looking old and just a little out of rhythm. It's a little wonky. Mm-hmm. And when the body starts moving like that, I feel like letdowns from your physical, like it's like another injury is very close. When I'm watching Tyron Smith, I'm like, how is he going to last 60 snaps a game with a body like this? I feel like the wear and tear of the neck and the back and everything that he's gone through is really caught up with him at this point. I'll be shocked if even on a per snap basis, we're talking about Tyron Smith as still being one of the best tackles in the NFL by the end of this year. We got a run. We got the Expressway kicking off next. Bobby Belt joins you at 5:30 here in the G-Bank Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bank Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And it is time now for the Expressway. 35 minutes of uninterrupted sports content. Zach Wolchuk stepping in for the first part of this as he's getting you set for Rangers. Pregame is coming up in about an hour or so. Bobby Belt's going to join you in 5 or 10 minutes. And then we'll have LA Live with Lucius Alexander here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, Zach. Good to see you.
Good to see you, fellas. How's it going, boys?
Well, it's terrific. You know, wish you and Chia Follow were rolling along with us. But we're having a fun time covering the day in the world of sport. And it was fun last night. Maybe you can give us some insight on this. Josh Jung made his Round Rock debut and homered last night, and things are progressing pretty quickly for him over the last week.
He's looking good, and we got to talk with CY, and I asked him, hey, what do you think? Is he going to get some big league at-bats? And CY didn't shy away from it. I think hopefully we can see Josh Jung get called up relatively soon. Also, if you want to go out, check out the Rough Riders. They've got Fernando Tatis Jr., rehabbing in Frisco right now.
Oh, sick.
So just an opportunity to see one of baseball's best locally in the DFW Metroplex.
Pregame coming up at 6:30 tonight here on 105.3 The Fan. Wolchuk will have you covered. Yeah, what do you think? Is this a September call-up for Young?
Yeah.
We're just going to see how this goes over the next couple weeks?
Yeah, I think that they'll ease him back into it. Look, the fact that he first game back at AAA Round Rock and he homers, and I think he had 2 RBIs overall in the game. He was really good last night. He didn't show any rust. I think an early September call-up. Just give it 2 weeks, and I think he'll be up, and we'll get to see him in a Rangers uniform, which is going to be really exciting.
Do you think you were going to see a perfect game last night through 3 innings?
I did. I thought, and Woody said the same thing afterwards. I asked him, like, man, Martin was humming along there through 3.
Yeah.
Got into some trouble, walked a couple guys in the 4th, and he's like, yeah, they just got to our best guy. And they certainly did. And Aledmys Diaz has been swinging a hot bat. I think he was hitting 323 over his last 25 games. So he's been good. And, man, Martin gave him one that he liked the sight of and hit the grand slam. It's a bummer. When you get up 4-0, you got your best pitcher on the mound. You feel like that's when you should have won, especially tonight with Verlander.
Oh, let's make the call. Let's make the call they beat Verlander tonight.
The Rangers do weird things like that.
They do.
It's a pitcher you think, oh, man.
There's no way.
They're going to get shut out, and then they
Shohei
end up.
Otani.
Otani, yeah. They're 3-0 against Otani this year.
Yeah.
They find a way to knock Verlander out of this thing in the third inning.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
What do you think is more likely, knocking Verlander out in the third inning or he throws a perfect game with multiple immaculate innings?
Oh, my gosh. I think knocking him out in the third. They've already had two immaculate innings against him, right?
Three. We were at the game.
Two in one game against the Astros, and then, yes, it happened against the Angels.
Did you guys, when you were sitting there, realize that it happened?
No.
I thought there was a foul ball or something like that, and all of a sudden everybody's around me is like, that was an immaculate inning. And I'm like, really?
I got up to use the restroom and grab a bottle of water, and I came back. The inning was over. I was like, well, that went quick. I had no idea it was an immaculate. A couple of Mavs headlines. They're hiring Marco Milic to the coaching staff and the player development side. This is Mark Stein with the report. He played with Jason Kidd on the Suns, and he represented the Slovenian national team from 95 to 2006. So you can't have Boban, you can't have Goran, but we are giving you Marco here, probably a friend of Luka's dad or something like that, a fellow countryman.
So I'm all for that. I mean, you know what, if it's something to make Luka feel better about being around, hey, let's do it.
And Jason Kidd signs off on it.
Sure.
Marco Milic, bring him on. Big honor for Dirk coming up. Germany announced plans to retire Nowitzki's number 14 national team jersey at the FIBA Eurobasket coming up next month. The reigning Eurobasket winner Slovenia will play in Germany's group, meaning Luka will be able to watch his former teammate's second jersey retirement ceremony following the Germany-Lithuania game coming up in Cologne, Eurobasket 2022. Okay, how do you know you want nothing to do with Ben Simmons on your team at all, guys? Rick Bucher with the report. After Game 3 against the Celtics, Nets players were texting Ben Simmons in a group chat asking, bro, are you coming back for Game 4? We need you. According to Bucher, not only did Simmons not respond, he left the chat altogether.
Oh,
see you guys.
No.
He did the same thing to the 76ers as they were trying to talk him into coming back. We'll do anything you want, Ben. Come on. He ghosted them. That's why Philly traded him, because they realized it was a no-win situation. And then he ghosts the Brooklyn Nets. I think what we got to look at here is the possibility of some really strong mental health issues and anxiety.
Yeah, I think so.
This has got to be some sort of an illness. This just isn't normal.
No, it's not at all. And the fact that, the good Lord touched him to play basketball and gives him all this ability, and it's just inside of him, he can't do it. And I don't know if it, I mean, he talks about the back, and they talk about, well, he's not mentally ready as far as how he's feeling and things like that.
I think it's performance anxiety.
I think you're onto something.
The last time he was a factor for the 76ers, he was turning down dunk attempts because he didn't want to go to the free throw line. Right. I think it's tearing him up.
I do, and it's you were talking earlier about body language.
Yeah,
his body language isn't very good.
No, his body language is want to get away.
I think he likes the game of basketball. I don't think he loves playing the game of basketball.
There's several players like that. I know I've heard the same thing about Anthony Rendon with the Angels.
That makes sense.
I think that the Rangers dodged a bullet with that signing. And Ben Simmons might be one of those guys where he's just athletically a freak of nature. He's really good at the sport, but his heart's just not in it.
Yeah, I can see that.
And that happens sometimes.
He doesn't work on his game in the offseason because he just, he doesn't love basketball and doesn't have the drive to try to be one of the best ever. He's happy where he's at, and I think maybe the limitations of his game are making it psychologically tough. This would probably explain why Kevin Durant would tell ownership, you got to get rid of the coach and GM. I wouldn't want to play with the guy that traded James Harden for that, for a guy that's ghosting us.
No.
That's just crazy. Put Kyrie Irving out and keep James Harden, and now we're rolling in Brooklyn. All right, we got Thunder and Lightning take two in downtown Dallas
That's
now.
A big strike of lightning.
That was a big strike.
You're right. Your hair, your scalp okay, Ross?
I feel good.
Good.
I do look like Ben Franklin. I maybe need to get the kite out. See if we get some electricity in the air.
Okay, two other notes here real quick before we get to Bobby. Unknown medical.
Because I don't want lightning to get to reminiscing. Like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey. I remember you.
Hey, Ben. Ben Simmons, Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
There we go.
There he is.
Yeah.
unknown medical condition has struck for a second day in a row in the world of sport. Yesterday, we had the Joe Witt news.
Yeah.
As he can't risk getting hit, man. So he's not in practice or the preseason game.
Sad. Nobody wants to talk about this.
All I can do is speculate. The last Cowboy that we had that couldn't risk getting hit was Jason Witten with the lacerated spleen.
Yeah.
And he played through it. He risked getting hit. He did. And that could risk death. So I don't know. You know, it could be a bunch of stuff.
I've tried really hard to kind of figure that out. And every time I've asked, it's like no comment. Kind of a deal. So maybe we'll get to the bottom. If it's something personal, hell, it's none of my business. But this is one of those things where people are just they're not even interested in talking about it at all. Mm.
Okay, so it's Wake Forest starting quarterback Sam Hartman out for an extended period of time due to a non-football-related issue. After workouts, Hartman sought medical condition for a condition unrelated to football. Details on it were withheld due to privacy restrictions. Medical personnel ran tests on Hartman, determined he should be withheld from competition indefinitely. So they ran tests. It's not just him asking out.
It's his heart.
Oh.
It's got to be the first thing I thought of. It's got to be Maurice Hurst.
Yeah.
Condition at Michigan.
Well, Hank Gathers.
Yeah.
It was another thing. You know, Hank Gathers, I mean, sometimes if you have those irregularities of the heartbeats and stuff like that, that they can't control it.
Yeah.
Again, I'm just throwing it out there that when you start to talk about that, hey, that you need to not play anymore, that I think that is probably a heart condition.
Did y'all hear that in your headphones?
I did. Yeah. Did
our building just get hit? I'm scared, bro.
Did our building just get hit?
No.
Why does the lightning hit? I got a static in my headphones.
Because it's lightning, man.
Okay, but it would have to touch the line
in
some
way. Elements, bro. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I'd
don't
be a little
try to freak
more scared.
Me out, though, like that.
I think you do need to be freaked out right now.
I know. I'm on this board.
I feel safe, but that was alarming when lightning strikes right as you get static in your headphones. And there was no delay between the thunder and the lightning there, mm-hmm. Lucius. That was simultaneous.
Yeah.
The 2022 World Cup set to start a day earlier than planned. They have moved Qatar's opening match against Ecuador to 10 a.m. Texas time on November 20th. The USA will start on the 21st against Wales at 1 o'clock Central. So we'll be taking the air day one of the World Cup for the USA at about halftime. By the way, that Wake Forest QB Hartman has started 3 years. They won the division last year. He accounted for 50 combined touchdowns.
He was
a good player. He's got some NFL aspirations.
Exactly. You go through Dane Brugler's list and stuff like that. He was a guy that Dane had evaluated as a possible guy to be selected.
All right, it's time now to catch up with our main man, Bobby Belt, Cowboys insider here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, Bobby. How are you?
Bro, I swear, every single time I'm supposed to fly, it is like thunderstorms in the destination I'm heading towards.
You're in L.A., aren't you?
Yeah, and I'm getting ready to fly back to Dallas in thunderstorms, and I already think the plane is always going down, and so now I've got to fly into thunderstorms. So that's great. That's still not going to stop me from watching Final Destination on the flight, though.
Oh, come on,
wow.
Bro. What are you doing?
That is demented.
Look. I'd rather feel right than feel safe, you know?
Okay.
I'd rather watch things like that. Taking content like that and go, see, I've got good points. See what happened here in Final Destination?
What about the people sitting around you, Bob?
Well, I did have somebody one time tell me to turn off Sully while I was watching that on a plane. But I'll watch Air Disasters.
How about Alive? Alive?
I'll watch anything that proves me correct. You give me a couple rails if I told you so, I'll bang those down any day.
A couple of what?
What are you saying, Bobby?
What did you say, bro?
Man.
Yeah, we're on the radio.
sorry.
How long have you been sitting out there?
I'm tired, guy. I've been sitting here in the airport for 4 hours. I'm very tired.
He's getting loopy. Okay. About to break our record from last week.
Yes. No, there's no way that happens.
We do. I'm trying to take a look at your hourly forecast here so I can try to get to the bottom of this. Hopefully.
Supposed to land at like 9:30.
Okay. It's cloudy at 9. It's cloudy at 9 and 10.
With a chance of meatballs, though, Bob.
Hey. There we go. I once landed in the middle of a tornado warning in Atlanta. That was a lot of fun.
Wow, that sounds horrific, Bobby. So we're heading to Denver. The team's probably already there, right? Getting ready to take on the Broncos. What are the storylines that you're most looking forward to track here in these group practices?
Let me see these receivers. Let me see Noah Brown. Let me see Simi Fehoko. Let me see those guys kind of carry over these good practices we've seen from them, especially since the pads have come on in Oxnard. Let me see that carry over into these mixed practices with other teams and then into the preseason games because – you know, Noah Brown consistently over his career is, you know, always one of these all Oxnard type of players. But it has felt different this time around. And Simi Fehoko, they wanted to see more consistency from him. I think part of that consistency would be carrying it over into the preseason games, carrying it over into these mixed practices and things like that. And they certainly need that at the receiver position. Jerry put a lot of faith in this receiver group. You know, when he said basically, we don't need to go out there and make a move. We're going to let these young guys do what they do. And so I think a going a long way towards helping stabilize that receiver group would be Fehoko and Brown performing well this weekend.
If you were to shake the Bobby Belt crystal ball, who do you think of these receivers that we've talked about that need to step up outside of, say, CeeDee Lamb and Jalen Tolbert, who is going to get a ton of playing time? But the Noah Browns and the Simi Fehokos and the Dennis Houstons, this second tier that we're going to see a lot in the preseason, who do you think is the most legit? If you had to pick one and say this guy is going to succeed and have a good year, which one is the guy that you're putting your money on?
Probably Fehoko, just because Fehoko has the traits. It's just a matter of making it become more consistent. Like, for all of his flashes during training camps, Noah Brown, like, the fact of the matter still, like, remains that guy runs a 5.4 40. And so, like, he's never going to have the foot quickness to be a full-time receiver, I don't feel like. And then Dennis Houston, I just have not seen it from Dennis Houston. There's players every year that it seems like they're really trying to push, you know, towards us and tell us, like, hey, this guy's a stud. And I always can't figure out one or two of the names, and that's one of the ones that I just can't figure out. When we get in games, maybe I will. There's been a lot of chatter about Dennis Houston when you talk to people out here in Oxnard, that apparently a big part of the chatter with him is just he's always doing his job. He's always in the right position, and that they really value that in the offense. He's not screwing up his routes or anything else. He's exactly where he's supposed to be. But in terms of the guy who actually has the ability, the talent, I think, to contribute and level up this year, it would be Simi Fehoko.
Bobby, I'm kind of interested, and I love what you're saying about the wide receivers. Barring any injuries, I need to look at Denver and what their situation is with their wide receivers. I'm kind of interested to see the Cowboys corners, you know, if they're involved with, you know, Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy and guys like that. Again, I don't know about the complete health of all those guys, but I'm interested to see if the Cowboy corners can cover those guys up.
Yeah, and I think also you want to see if, not just can the corners cover as well as they have out here, but you probably want to see, all right, these trenches or what you see in the defensive line, is that real? Or are you
the
just
pass
seeing
rush,
a rapidly, are you seeing a rapidly deteriorating Dallas offensive line? And so I think that that'll be something specifically on the interior, because I think, Brian, you and I have talked about how surprised we were at how just consistent the pass rush was coming from the interior at training camp. So if we continue to see that into Denver, into the practice with the Chargers, then I think you can feel a lot better about that. But absolutely, corner's one of those spots. And then I think all the spots on the defensive line, you want to see if they're able to replicate some of the things that we've seen in practice.
It is the G-Bag Nation here. Bobby Boat with you on 105 through the Fan. Sounds like you had a big announcement in the background there a few minutes ago. You good?
Yeah, I mean, these Spirit Airline folks, they just do not care. They will blare in and break into the expressway. I can go up to the counter if you want.
No, you're good. You're good.
This is the 35-minute expressway. You guys need to be quiet for a little bit.
I just got a notification that your gate's been moved, Bob. So you might want to check
again,
your phone.
Again? Because I did get a notification telling me my gate was moved.
Ooh, so. I also got a match from Angela. You might want to. I'll send you those pics, Bob. You can tell me if she meets the standard.
I don't know. I mean, I think I'm pretty hands-off on your dating life.
The chesticles, I think you might enjoy.
I don't know. You seemed like you were like a Wolchuk dating concierge there for a few days. I was enjoying that coverage.
We got some Dak Prescott content out of it. Like, Dak and him became best friends through it. But no, we had a fun time out here in Oxnard. I've honestly been absolutely bored to death since all of you guys left on Friday. And so, I'm ready to get home. I'm ready to get back to Dallas. And
I hear you.
And, you know,
I know that feeling.
Y'all.
I do have one more question. Okay. Dalton Schultz talking about the Cowboys' identity earlier. He said, run the ball. Well, we have a great offensive line and all that. Great running backs. It got me again. That one was close. If that did not hit the window, I don't know what that was, but I felt like I just got hit by lightning right there.
It was on the other side of that building over there in the distance.
It was on my peripheral. I saw you had the direct line of sight.
Direct line.
Are we going to run the ball? Is that going to be the Cowboys' identity?
God, I hope not. That would be just terrifying.
Come on,
and I
Bob.
Know Brian hates the identity question. No, come on, Brian. This is not 1993. Like, please. Like I love this. I love this. We're going to run the football, and we're also going to settle for 60
yards. Bobby, we're running out of time. Thanks for being with us today. Lucius has got the LA Live coming up next.
There you go. Oh, man.
There he is. Bobby, thank you so much. Have a great flight.
Fly safe, buddy.
We'll catch up with you.
I love you all. Y'all try not to get electrocuted there in the building.
Check out the movie Survive. You'll be happy. Alive, Survive, something like that. Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. I feel like if I could put just a metal rod outside right now, if I could just extend one through the glass,
for sure.
I would be dead in 10 seconds.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
It'd be good content as long as the equipment didn't get fried.
Hey, that movie Alive, that was like the soccer team that crashed
at each other. Yeah.
They ate each other. I heard it was like maybe like three or four miles away from a resort or something like that. The opposite direction.
It was crazy. Yeah, it happened in the 70s.
Crashed and had to eat each other.
Yeah. Yeah, they had to were eyeing each other up. Yeah. Like, Bill, you don't look too good right now. We might have to sacrifice you. Oh,
no. Whoever got the thickest thighs.
Yeah. Come over here, honey. It is time now for LA Live with Lucius Alexander. And here he is, Lucius.
I've got 15 minutes of soul power right after this, y'all.
Well, all right, you squares.
Yeah.
Everything.
Hey! Yeah, who run it? Who run it?
Who Lucius. Run it?
Who's
Lucius.
Run it?
Lucius. Lucius run it.
This is LA Live for August 10th, 2022.
Yeah.
I just want to make a confession. For 3 days straight, I've had the same meal.
Oh. Wings, huh?
It's wings. It is wings. But these wings right here comes from the Chinese food spot.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I ordered that with some shrimp fried rice.
That's yes. Clutch.
Yeah, and what is it? The fried crab wontons?
Oh, jeez. Stop, man.
Today will be my third day in a row if the rain allows. Which lets me further know they probably have MSG in that food.
Yeah.
How many days in a row you think you can go?
I don't know.
We're going to find out.
Yeah, until they tell me, no, sir, we don't have any more for you.
We're all out of the rice.
Yeah, we're all out, buddy. Question for the Tolos. What are some things that sound like compliments but really are insults?
Anything Gavin does to me.
Gavin talking about Ezekiel Elliott.
Anything, any game that Gavin wants to play with
that's
me.
That's my guy, but he's slow as hell.
That's my guy, yeah.
I feel so misunderstood.
They just don't get your sense of humor.
He can't even look at me. He can't even look at me. He's doing it.
That's
he's
like, my guy, but he's washed.
Brian, okay, here's a clue, Brian. Looking straight ahead. Yeah.
I didn't have to give y'all any compliments. I mean, not compliments, but examples here.
Yeah.
So one is, you've been eating good.
Oh, yeah.
You've been eating good.
That's bad.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. My guy doesn't miss any meals.
Yeah.
Heard that a lot growing up.
Somebody says, you better than me.
You're better
when
than
somebody
me.
Says that, oh, yeah, they're shading you, really. Yeah. When you say, I'm going to go do this next, you're like, all right, you better than me? Bro, did you hear that?
Yes.
Bro, oh, my gosh, the lightning is acting a fool. Why are you so aggressive right now, lightning? Calm down.
It's just like camping above our building, too.
Dude.
There's lots of buildings in Dallas. Go ahead. Migrate. Get out of here.
Please keep raining.
I'm going to get right with God.
Thor's fighting somebody up there.
Too late.
Let's see. Little before anything. Somebody put Lil. Oh, I see you got a little car.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that type of thing. Oh, okay, because you got a little money.
Yeah.
So you put Lil in front of
that
something.
That is strong.
Yeah.
That's little ball player over there.
Yeah, he's a little ball player.
He's never going to play college, but, you know.
He's a nice little player.
Yeah.
So if you
say that a lot, don't you, Brian?
Not wrong. You're not wrong. Oh, it said so much in meetings. Oh, hey, he's a good little ball player.
He's got a lot of heart, you know.
He does have a lot of heart.
So tell those if y'all have any, man, hit him up on the fan text. We'll read them.
The Southern Classic says the 817, bless your heart.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart is definitely one for sure. Also, for the Tolos question, this is just me personally. Bookmarks on Twitter. Because anybody else, can y'all see my bookmarks if I bookmark something?
I don't think so.
Can you? The game is crazy, then. All right. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every day at 2:30. If you see anything out there on the interwebs, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on most social media platforms. Lucky Lucius P. L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Our guy right here is doing a Peter Griffin impersonation via the prank call. This is a great Peter Griffin impersonation. Check this out.
I'm prank calling you. I'm asking you about my wife, Lois.
Yeah, who is this?
What do you mean, who is this? This is Peter Griffin. What are you talking about here? Now, Zay, we're going to get down to the bottom of this right now. All right? Now, why were you f***ing my wife? Oh, you think this is funny? What?
Man, he's got real good impression, but his sidekick.
Is that a holding your breath laugh? One of those you're trying to like not.
No,
like,
I think what? That person.
Oh, it's like a seal.
It just got him.
Hilarious.
It just got him, man.
Okay.
808. That's Hawaii, I believe. Says.
Wow.
She's got a good personality.
Oh, well.
That's one she does not want to hear.
No.
Yeah, she's a great personality. Great girl.
And sometimes I'll
so
be like.
So genuine.
Sometimes I'll say, yeah, she's a real sturdy gal.
Oh.
She's sturdy.
When you say that, I think of softball girls, so I get it,
Okay, that is a compliment for you.
Yeah, I like it.
She's got a great smile.
different strokes for different folks, fam.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Good eyes is kind of shaky, too, right?
Good eyes?
Yeah. Like pretty eyes?
Oh, I don't know. Pretty eyes usually works.
That's a good one?
Yeah. A girl like to have pretty eyes. They like compliments like that.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's hit some randos real quick, fellas, and get some knowledge. Mr. Rogers enjoyed. Remember, you guys are familiar with
Fred
Mr.
Rogers. Yeah.
All right, cool. Used to take his shoes off, coming home from work, sing to the kids.
It did. Talk to
great
the
movie, by the way.
Great movie.
Yeah. Epic.
Tom Hanks, right?
Yeah.
I see like a documentary. Is it a Tom Hanks movie too?
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
He plays
movie,
Mr. Rogers.
I will watch it.
It's good.
Mr. Rogers enjoyed farting in public, according to his widow. He would smile at her, lift up a cheek, and let one rip.
Wow. I love him even more now.
It's Mr. Rogers, bro.
I used to watch him all the time as a kid.
Perfectly natural.
Hell yes.
Makes that is that photo of him flipping a bird? Is that?
That's real.
Ah, love that guy.
He is like one of the longest running shows in the history of television.
Oh, yeah.
WEEI, something like that in Boston, I think is what it was. But yeah, it was incredible the run he had.
Falling in love makes you less productive, people.
See that.
Yeah.
First 3-4 months or something, late nights, being on dates.
That's right. Get it how you live. Have no heart. Male cheetahs. Speaking of falling in love, male cheetahs can make females ovulate by barking at them.
Okay.
All right.
Male cheaters. I mean, cheetahs.
I was wondering. Cheaters.
Those two
male
can make
cheaters,
it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gift to gab.
It's what it takes, bro. Games to be sold. Let's see. Male hummingbirds use their beaks to stab each other in the throat to attack the females. To attract females, excuse me.
Oh, they're fighting for her love.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Very romantic.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it, bro.
Hummingbirds are awesome. Okay. My parents have a bunch on their back porch. They have the hummingbird feeders.
Yeah, they're really
and then
are
when
cool
they come
to
around,
watch.
It's super neat.
It really is cool to watch those things move around like that.
Okay, would you rather have the ability of the hummingbird or what the cheetah just did?
Cheetah, for sure.
Yeah, cheetah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Barking better than the stabbing.
Yeah, I just want to spit some game. She'd be like, oh my gosh. Splash.
Yeah, plus you can run 75, A lot of advantages to being a cheat over the hummingbird.
Intelligent people are more likely to be messy, stay up late, and often curse.
Yeah, I've heard that. I heard the one about the cussing. You know?
I live this, yeah. I'm not messy. That's the problem. That's why I'm so damn dumb.
Oh, damn.
I'm always clean. I do. I just clean up around everything. Like, I make up my bed. Remember that? We make up my bed at the hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's I'm out. Yeah.
Jamie Foxx was an Oxnard. Oscar award-winning Jamie Foxx, one of the most talented people in Hollywood.
He was.
He's feeling very optimistic about the upcoming Cowboy season. Yeah. Now, I don't know if this is sauce or if he was really feeling optimistic.
He's a big Cowboys fan.
Yeah. Now, he does jump around when it comes to basketball. He leans on the Mavericks, but I've seen him pop up with other jerseys on other benches for other celebrations.
Yeah, it happens.
I say that respectfully.
You know, you're a celebrity. You got friends everywhere, right? Yeah. They're inviting you. You're like, okay, I'll come. And you don't want to be like, well, actually, I'm a Mavs fan. Yeah. I mean, the Lakers are inviting you. What are you going to do?
Throw on a Mavs hat. But, you know, that's just me. Yeah. Jamie Foxx is optimistic. Does this make you optimistic?
We eat, we breathe, we sleep, we die Cowboys. So this year, we're really excited. We was there when we didn't get it done and played against the Niners. But at the same time, it's like having a new coach, COVID and all these other things are sort of like maybe derailed us in some areas. This year, man, I saw Dak at a restaurant. Slim, looked at his jawline. Everything looked good. So we just, you know, we got high hopes this year because I think as I talked to Michael Parsons, he says the game has slowed down for him now. You know, when he first, you know, started, he said things were moving fast, but he knows the game and he says, and he got a different look in his eye because we always say this, who's the dog on the team?
Who's the dog on the team?
That's it.
Yeah, I saw quite a bit of his video and audio that he had yesterday, and it seemed like he was in fan mode. He was having fun talking trash like you're going into a game and you see some rival fans. He was mixing it up really good.
Yeah.
It was good entertainment. And I think that's what we needed with a team like this right now.
Yeah, I think you sent me this clip right here. I'm about to play the Jamie Foxx doing the Stephen A. impersonation.
Yeah.
And Jerry Jones, too.
Yeah.
I talked to Jerry Jones. I said, how's everything? Well, we feel that the Cowboys are looking good this year. Dak is doing fine. We're going to go ahead and make a run at it this year, Jamie. So heard it from the man himself.
First of all, be clear, Jerry Jones. I'm not afraid of Jerry Jones. I don't care what he thinks about what I think. I said, when I see you out, Stephen A., it's about to be battles.
Ooh, all right. Looking forward to that. Jamie Foxx and Stephen A. Smith. That would be a good segment.
That would be a very good segment. Lucy, have you ever seen his show Shazam that he does where they play the music?
Him and his daughter?
Yeah. I think her name's Corinne.
Yeah. I've seen a few episodes.
They play music and then the people have to buzz in and guess the song and the title and all that stuff like that. It's actually, I don't watch much TV.
I like it sometimes.
But yeah, when it's on, I'm like, all right, cool. Because I like to try and guess the songs along with it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I do like it sometimes, bro. Let's see. Some of you guys guessed this state. Woman with an open bottle of Jack Daniels was arrested for driving golf cart on highway while drunk.
Tennessee.
Okay.
Florida or Tennessee?
Tennessee. Yeah, one of those is a good guess. I don't know.
Georgia?
I'll go Florida.
Yep. It's Florida.
Okay.
This lady was arrested for driving a golf cart on the Florida's busiest interstate while drunk, according to an arrest report. The 58-year-old woman, she's 58, was arrested Saturday night on the shoulder of Interstate 95. Man, you were too old to be wilding like that.
You should have learned, at that point.
She's on the right highway to get places, though.
It's the most busiest one, they said.
It is.
Name this state. Man who was caught in the act of smoking meth told the cops not to worry about it because the laws have changed in his favor.
Oregon.
Meth is now legal.
That's Florida again.
That is Florida.
Should have had these headlines for Cole Reagan's yesterday in our discussion about Florida, man.
He was honest about it.
31-year-old Enzo, what a cool name. I like the Ferrari Enzo.
Enzo,
too.
Right? Yeah, there you go.
Was caught by officers in St. Petersburg with a glass pipe to his lips.
Ooh. Hard to deny.
Have you ever heard of the rapper named? Oh, crap. I can't remember his name. I just see his
Welcome
face.
Welcome to my world.
Kodak Black. There we go.
There you go.
You ever heard of Kodak Black?
Yeah.
He's from Florida.
Yes. Got a lot of songs on the radio these days.
Yeah. He has a theory to why Florida people are so wild.
That's why Florida people are so crazy, because we breathe the same oxygen with the Gators. We breathe the same oxygen. Florida people.
We breathe the same oxygen as the Gators.
The Gators.
Is that Bobby Boucher's cousin?
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
Alligator Alley.
I'm going to leave you with one more little situation right here. Chris Tucker, he was a friend of Michael Jackson because he did a Michael Jackson impersonation that Michael Jackson liked. So he ended up meeting Michael Jackson and whatnot. It was in the Michael Jackson videos. It was crazy. He also has a story about Michael Jackson and Michael Jackson's favorite song.
Michael liked rap. Like, he liked that 50 Cent song in the club. He liked the beat. So he'd be jamming to the beat. We'd be riding in the car. Michael just be jamming to the beat. He'd be like, boom, boom. It's cool until he starts saying the words. That's when it sounds crazy. He's like, you see me in the club with a bottle full of bourbon. Michael, Michael, no. Michael, no. Don't sing the words. Chris, I love that song, Chris. I love that beat. I love it, Chris. That is a cold-blooded beat. I love that beat. Of course I wouldn't go in a club with a bottle full of bud, Chris. I wouldn't do that. I love that song, Chris. That didn't sound right, Mike. I know, but I love it.
Yeah, my favorite thing to do when somebody in the car starts singing is I ask him, who sings this song? Yeah. Like, I really want to know. And then they answer, and I say, let's keep it that way.
Yay! Yeah. Bobby did that the other day. Bobby, yeah, I had to yell at Bobby about singing in the room. He was going full Bohemian Rhapsody and all levels. And I said, stop. Stop. I yelled three times and finally goes, oh, what? And I'm like, just stop singing.
I really mean it,
just
Bobby.
Stop. Just stop, Bobby.
I do that in the shower, bro. Yeah. I scream.
That's what he was doing. That's what he was doing. Yeah. He was screaming it at the top of his lungs.
All right, man, that's my time. I got to get out of here, folks.
Appreciate you, Lucius.
Thinking
LA
about
Live.
Chicken wings made at the Chinese
Lightning
food spot.
Place,
oh, my gosh.
Every night, 5:40, 5:45-ish here in the G-Bag Nation. We got 30 minutes to go. Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. It's time for the C-Note. Micah Parsons was asked if adding Barr will allow him to rush the passer even more. We'll get to that story and others next to the Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.